Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do healings tonight. And I'll just give you a little intro on the Light Shift. It comes here once every 2,000 years, and during this process, it's here to do ascension for the planet and the people on it here. It goes across the universe and does the same thing for all of its creations. And the reason why it comes every 2,000 years is to, in a sense, weed out the negativity, the darkness that has encroached and creeped into the energy of light. So the first thing we're going to do is energize the light being on the show here. And if you wish, you can click on Creation Light Shift Healing and scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And you're going to see a beautiful light being. And we're going to energize her right off the bat here. And if you wish, you can get a glass of water. We'll do a water charging tonight. We just did it on the conference call for everyone. So maybe in the next 5 to 10 minutes, we'll do water charging. So get a glass of water. 8 ounces is plenty. And she's being energized right now. And she's coming in. There we go. And you may find her eyes changing. Normally, three things happen. She'll kind of float on your monitor screen, become more three-dimensional. Her eyes have become brighter, whiter, as she emits a white light out of her eyes. And the rays will also change color frequency sometimes. So you may even feel your heart energy getting very warm as she connects to your heart. Remember, the light ship only works in the now, only works in the light. And anything that's outside of the now is typically the darkness energy, which also includes mind energy. So when the ascension time comes, there will be no more mind energy during that process when the whole universe is dematerialized and things change and the light comes into light again, 100% light. This is our biggest probably enemy right now is the mind energy, because most people are not connected to their hearts. And the mind energy has mind control on it, which is what we're all dealing with here, unfortunately, through our genetic implants from the dark side that was put into us. But to make it on a lighter note here, you're going to feel the light being connecting to your heart center. And now we're going to release some entities out of everyone here. So just sit back and relax. We're going to do both your legs at one time here. And it'll work from your hip joints on down to the tip of your toes here. So you may want to put your attention there and feel the energies leave you. And the entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. There we go. More energies are leaving now. And on the prior show, they're talking about the Conscious Life Expo. I'll be there also. That'll be February 8th to 11th. And we'll have our special light chamber there to infuse light frequencies into everyone. So if you happen to be in L.A. or are going to that conference, it's at the L.A. Hilton around the airport there. So hope to see you there. The booth number, I believe, is 309. I'll be doing a lecture on Friday, I believe at 7, and then a free workshop on Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. I believe that's when the expo opens up. And then on Sunday, I'll be on a 2012 panel. Okay, and those feel great. And we're going to bring in more of your spirit into your body right now. So I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy, and your spirit's also helping do this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to be working with the middle part of your body, above the waist, to your shoulders, internal organs. This could also include your back, ribs, anything in there. Just taking them away right now. There we go. And we had a person comment today who was in Mount Shasta that actually saw the rainbow change, and it was actually over Mount Shasta. So we mentioned that on the last show, that the light ship was going to be changing and bringing in a brand new rainbow energy. So that's already here. What they're bringing in next is working with the earth spirit. Remember, the earth spirit is disconnecting itself from everything on the planet now so it can do the ascension process. It can't be corded. It does not wish to be corded, let's put it that way. And it won't be corded any longer with people doing any type of, I'll use the word earth healings or using earth energies or anything like that. There's a lot of healing traditions that connect to the earth for their power center. And those lines are going to be severed here if they're not already severed. And what's going to be happening is the earth will be having a brand new frequency of energy, which will be on the surface. It's going to be a pink energy, so I'm told, probably about 2 inches off the crust of the earth. So that should be happening. That might even happen within a day or two here. So put out your psychic radar and your extra vision and see if you can see a pink energy floating on top of the earth here. And that should, I believe, help a lot of people with love energy. Remember, you're not going to be connected to the earth energy any longer. The earth does not want to be quartered by you because it has to move on. You know, the earth spirit has to move on to another consciousness. And it's likewise, I'm sure you don't want to be quartered either by anyone. We're going to be finding that a lot of the modalities that people have been using maybe for the last 100 years, who tap into these energies, that's in books, etc., will become obsolete. Okay, we're going to bring more of your spirit into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next one here we're going to be doing is your arms, rotator cuffs going down to tip of your fingertips. And release entities out of that. I'm not planning this year to go to the San Francisco Expo, just the LA one, and then we're going to New York after that. Here we go, releasing energies and bringing you in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be working with your neck. If you have any concerns there, again, just to put your focus there, release entities out of your neck. There we go. And if you've been on this program for a while, we've been doing this for a lot of the shows, and I'm sure that you're actually feeling much better as we do this release and each time you listen. So who you are today was not the same person by far, you know, maybe a month or two ago, as these energies come in and start doing healing work with you. Okay, coming in, more of your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to be working with your head. This will be your eyes, anything in your head, on your head. Here we go. Pulling out more entities here. And more is being released. And the light ship, like I mentioned before, has eliminated the off-planet mind-controlling energies from the dark side, negative ETs. And that was a few months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago. Okay, here we go. Coming more into your body. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll put some music on. And reading here, yes, we will have the light infusion chamber at the New York New Life Expo also. It's a chamber that we're constructing now. And the light ship is going to connect with that as you sit in the light chamber, and it's going to be quite awesome. And I think the main intent that I'm hoping for is that it's going to help you release entities and maybe put some protection around you and reintegrate your spirit into your body much stronger. Do a chakra alignment for everyone. So we're going to go to your heart center first. We always connect with the heart where your spirit is. Reposition that. Perfect. Throat chakra. There's some energies there. Really tight to move over. There we go. Excuse me. And I'll go up. I feel the energies coming into my body when this happens, so I'm actually running all the energies through me here from the light ship to you, to me, to the light ship. Here we go. Third eye, perfect. Power chakra, great. Second chakra, good. First chakra. Do an opening now. If you wish to have your chakras opened further, we'll go body width for most people. It's up to you. If you're in a quiet location, you may want this done. If it's noisy and a lot of noise outside around you, it may be a little disconcerting because you're going to become a little more sensitive. But it's beneficial because as your chakras are increased, you're able to connect more fully with your energetic bodies around you for greater healing. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra below the heart. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And wonderful. Let's just feel that energy now. And put another song on so you can listen to that. And again, just tune into your body and see what difference these healings have made for you. To heart drop, and this is where we bring your consciousness, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts into your heart center. Dropping down, Think of an elevator, 10th floor on your forehead, first floor in your heart. Going down, now do it slow at first so you can actually feel the energy move. It's quite something if you can feel it. So here we go. 10, dropping down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, just stay in your heart center right now. And just experience this beautiful healing and the connection with who you are, your own spirit. A special healing here. So if you have the light being up on your monitor screen, you can just tune in here. If not, we're going to be bringing in some pure white light healing energy here. It'll be a blast of energy. So if you have a concern, just kind of focus on it right now. Think about the concern. And the light being is going to be doing this to you. Right now, bringing in this energy, going from the light being to your spirit, and then your spirit's going to direct it to where you would like to have it. So they're right now, they're getting ready to put this beautiful blast of white light energy to you. And they're getting ready. I'm going to count to 10, and during the counting process, it's going to be coming into you. So here we go. Think of your concerns that you might have right now. Just think of one thing only, and here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it'll be here for the next probably minute or so. I'll put some more music on, and you can feel this high-frequency energy coming into your body right now. Here's a stronger blast coming to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More intense energy is coming, of white light for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Emotional healing. This is a sample. And here we go. We're going from this point in time. We're going to go back 1 week here. So we'll go back 7 days ago to release energies that you may have been dealing with that has caused you just emotional traumas. So here we go. 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Well, there's some stuff there. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, this healing is probably about 80% completed, so this is just a sample of what I do for people. And this clears away the traumas that you have dealt with. If you look upon a situation that you experienced, that typically has probably been recycling for you, you're going to look at it and see that the charge on it, the sensations that you have experienced, the way you think about this process, problem, is very, very distant to you. Okay? Next, we're going to do the water charging. So get your glass of water and put it between your hands, and the life being is now going to connect to you through your heart center, and you're going to start to feel the energy moving down your arms, out of your palm chakras and fingertips into the water. So we're ready to do this right now. And here we go. This will take probably about 15 seconds to do. And the light being is bringing in special light codes into your body for healing. This you could drink tonight if you wish, or if you want to only drink part of it and put the rest in your bath water, you can do that also. So another probably, looks like 5 seconds more to go. Okay, so have a taste of your water and just see how it feels, how it tastes. I'm having some of mine right now. My water tonight tastes sweet for some reason, so it's great. It's still very juicy and it goes down instantly. Anyone else would like to comment, you can go on the Fast Chat. You can click on the BBS Fast Chat underneath the light beam, and a screen will pop up, and just type in your name and your message, what you'd like to send. That's wonderful. I like reading these here. I'm going to do another clearing here. It's a sample clearing. We're going to do the same process, but your feeling body. And we're going back 7 days. This is your feeling body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth chakra, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So you may feel a difference too. Normally the feeling body is what you do after the emotional body clearing, and it's for some people like icing on the cake. For other people it takes away a lot of stress out of their life because these traumas are released. Remember, the traumas will keep recycling over and over again. Like going to the cinema and having the same plot with different actors. And this is what the body does for us here to heal itself. It brings back the past. The old term history repeats itself is definitely correct. So you want to get these traumas released from your body so it can work on something else. Remember, this is part of the ascension process, is to clear yourself out so that you can become more whole with your spirit and your body. We'll do one other clearing here. We'll do a mental body clearing. So the first two are typically, maybe we'll say for women, they work more in the emotions and feelings than men do. And these are for the men, and also women, but men may feel this more than women, unless you're a mental person. So here's a mental clearing, going back 7 days. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm going to put some music on so you can contemplate these three sample healings and just see how you sense, feel the energy in your body, and just see if your troubles that you had the last week have left you. And the mental clearing will normally help to eliminate mind chatter and allow you to have a clearer mind, clearer thoughts, and to bring up information much quicker. she'll do a sample of the parallel life clearing. Remember, the parallel lives that people talk about are from the dark side. They hold you captive there. And typically, we'll say when you're sleeping and or when you're not here. Remember, you're always being turned off and on continuously. And we only recognize when we're here. And when we're not here is also when you can be running and having other lifetimes. Remember, there's only one life now. And the light ship designed the system that way so that you only have one lifetime in the universe. There's no such thing as a multidimensional life that you're having. That's the dark side teachings here, thinking that you're a multidimensional being. You're strictly a spirit that goes out to experience the universe, and that's it. You might travel as a multidimensional being, but that's during the time that you're not incarnated where you're supposed to be. So there's a lot of false teachings out there, unfortunately, to make people's minds go in different directions and to do searching and to buy more books to understand your spirituality. Remember, you have it all inside of yourself. You just need one book with one page with bold letters, go within. That's all that you need to know. So here we go. We're going to release you from, I'll do 10 of these lives for you. When I do them all in a session, these are completed, and you're not ever going to go back to these here. So here we go. So this may give you some relief here on these 10 lives for a while. The light ship does them all in unison, and it's quite a complicated process to pull your spirit out of all these lifetimes that's fabricated by the dark side. As far as what's happening to the bodies that you're in, well, that's the dark side bodies. They don't carry light energy. So they'll probably still be in existence because they're like robots, like clone energy. And they could look just like you. And this is where you bring your thoughts back. Sometimes your dreams can come from there. Deja vu can come from there. You can think you're seeing a past life, but it's actually a life that you're living in a parallel dark side universe. Here we go. First life. Let me see how the light ship wants to do that for you. And what I want you to do is to think of a problem that you're experiencing in your body, a physical condition. Just think of one of these. It could be maybe you have a sinus problem. Maybe you have a twisted ankle or something. Remember, all these energies could be brought forth from these lifetimes and preventing you from healing because your spirit is dealing with the same thing over there. So your spirit comes to you. We'll say the word wounded. At that point, you're losing spiritual energy and you can't get healing. So you could be bringing these conditions to you. Remember, like attracts like. And they could be brought to you from these dark side universes where you're not supposed to be. And you could be running the energies through your body, unfortunately, living those lifetimes in this lifetime here. So here we go. The first lifetime is going to be released. I'm going to count to 10. So here we go. 10 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And lifetime number 2, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Lifetime number 3, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 4, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 6, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 7, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 8, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Number 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And lifetime from the dark side, number 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and released. Okay, take a note of how your body feels. Put out your psychic radar and look at it. Just see how your body condition is right now. And again, we'll put another song on so you can do your sampling. Remember, connect to your heart center. Ask your spirit for your divine connection to you and listen to what your spirit has to tell you. Thank you. have a request for a past life healing. So this is what I call a sensory healing. And it goes back from when you're first incarnated here when I do this process. And I've been back to, I don't know, probably about 85,000 years B.C. So again, think of a condition that you're dealing with in your body. And this is normally genetic cell memory that we're releasing from you. These are the thoughts of your ancestors. Remember, you're a walking judgment factory. This is why they got stored in you. Energies that are not of the light, we'll say, not of pure divine perfection, of not having a judgment, do get stored in the body. This is why you get clogged up and why you have physical manifestations of illness here. So here we go. Pick the issue again that you're dealing with. Could be maybe a toothache, could be a headache, you know, could be anything with your body that you're dealing with. Might have a backache, maybe one of your kidneys kind of hurt, whatever that would be, think of that now. And again, we're going to do a release of 10 lifetimes that have had that condition from the past. So here we go. We do the chakra clearing on these here. So first lifetime, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number seven, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number eight, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number nine, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth. Well, there's a lot of energy in that one. Wow. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth. Man, it makes my hand hurt. Holy cow, as I'm marking these check marks off. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number 10. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, there we go. Wow, so just, I'm still shaking my head, so I'll put some music on here. So, again, just contemplate this healing here. And Sylvia should be back with us, I imagine, pretty soon here. She's in the process of moving. And, come on, music, there we go. Stay in your heart center. Thank you. a mantra to help you connect more to your spirit. And we've done this on many shows. What you want to do is put your hands together like you're doing a prayer in front of your heart center. And pull them apart a ways, maybe body width or a little bit more, and bring them in slowly. And you're going to start to feel that invisible ball tension. And it'll be like compressing a spring. And just let your body tell you where the energy is. And what you want to do then is, you probably want to write this down or just remember it. It's very simple. And the mantra is, I now increase my life force energy. Very simple. I now increase my life force energy. And what you do not want to do is move your hands back and forth like you're flapping wings, okay? You just want to move them out further than what they were when you first started and say the mantra, I now increase my life force energy, and bring your hands in slowly. And you're going to feel that all of a sudden your hands can feel that pressure, that spring tension, further apart. And then move your hands apart further and come in slowly again and feel it. And normally it takes about 10 times, and at that point you're going to feel your hands being straight out alongside of you. So we'll do this in unison right now. And you must say it out loud because you're dealing with the physical plane here. If you say it inside of your head, that's in the mental plane, and it's not really going to help you too much in the physical. So here we go. We'll do it together. For sample, to see where your energy is, and now we're going to say it. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart and come in slowly. See where the spring tension is. I now increase my life force energy. And again, move your hands further apart and bring them in slowly. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Let's do it 10 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. So you probably feel a lot of buzzing inside of your body. You may feel tingles. You probably feel a lot of warmth. You might even be sweating. I'd recommend doing this, maybe 3 to 5 times a day. And definitely you have to say it out loud because, remember, you don't want to do it in the mental plane. And do it for about a week. The more you do it, the better you're going to feel. If you wish to do it 100 to 200 times, do it, and you're going to feel these energy blocks releasing from you that you don't know anything about. You're going to feel a surge of energy come into your body. And if you do it 200 times, you're going to feel like you're levitating. That's how powerful this is. And you're actually invoking more of your spirit energy to you. And the nice benefit about this healing is that it's very hard to attract entities when you're fully charged up, number one. And if you're doing any type of healing work on people, maybe you're a body worker, and they haven't told you about charging yourself up, this is a good way to do it, a very simple way. And you never want to touch anybody physically with your hands if you're body width or less, because you're going to start to take on their stuff. So what you have around you is a protective bubble, we'll say, or we could call it just more life force energy around your body. And your physical body will be drawn upon that energy also as you're doing your healing work. So it's a really good thing to do. Next, we're going to do one other sample healing here. And this healing, we're going to be working, I'm being told to do some spells and curses. So here we go. This I don't like doing too often, but we'll do this one here. It takes a lot of energy on my part with the group that's on the program here. So again, think of a condition that you have in your body. And, you know, it could be anything. And we're going to come and release from you five of these here. So here we go. The first one that has done this to you. Here we go. We'll go to the chakras. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next, spell and curse. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fifth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, just kind of, again, see how you feel. And our show is kind of slowly coming to an end here. Remember, these energies that people are doing to you is the same thing as courting. This is taught, you know, just under a different umbrella, we'll say, of New Age metaphysics, mind control, you know, which they call positive thoughts, in a sense, where you're controlling the thought energy. So it's the exact same thing. Witchcraft and spells is the same thing as you find on your parking place. And that should not even be taught. We should be talking about love energy in place of that. If you start thinking about it, it doesn't take too much consciousness to realize that as you put thoughts out and you control things, that somebody else is going to be at the brunt end of it and having probably some kind of problem. And here we go. We're going to bring in the energy here from the light being to help do this healing too. So just tune into your heart center as she connects with you to help you take away some of these energies that are just corded to you. So people actually do these things using the energy of, I'll use the word mass consciousness, human race consciousness, this pool of energies out there around the planet that people tap into. And this is all consciousness. Unfortunately, a lot of them may not be for people's best and highest goods. So any type of rituals that people do, that energy is there. The light ship will at some point be taking those off planet here because it's a very negative aspect. And then once that's taken away, everybody should feel wonderful, much like what happened when they took away the mind control from off planet. And this is where people get their power from who do a lot of healing work. They tap into these energies, and which is very, very bad. So I won't get too much into that here. But remember, stay in your heart center and allow the light being to do some energy work on you right now. Like I said, I'll be going to Los Angeles the first weekend in February, Conscious Life Expo. We'll have a light infusion booth there. It'll be quite something, quite awesome to experience. Excuse me. So I'd like everyone to stay in their heart center, connect with the divine that's you, and blessings to all of you, and see you on the show coming up on Friday.